Goblin energy.
That is what a Cliff Goblin would do.
A soggy vape pod.
Or an undersea Cliff Goblin.
Oh, God.
And you can't, no take backs. You are this thing.
All right. You know, because I wasn't able to be this in the other game, I want to be the undersea Cliff Goblin this time.
Welcome to Through.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's see. Would you rather be the bandana that I use to clean my cup? Or would you rather be an above-ground cliff goblin? A cave cliff goblin.
I have questions.
Okay, I'm changing it to cave cliff goblin.
Cave cliff. Under cave.
Underground cave.
Yes, underground cave.
Wait, what were those? Can you ever come out of the cave?
Only when there's nobody around and it's dark out.
Okay.
Those are the rules. Those are the cliff goblins.
The other choice is your bandana that you clean
that
everything.
I used to clean all of my food and pots and cups. The one that Louis said needed help breathing. Answers.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is the cave goblin allowed to experience joy?
Yes, as a cave goblin, you experience joy in different ways.
Oh, God.
I assume that you don't need community as much.
Like
as
if
a
I find a shiny thing.
Exactly. Most of your joy comes from finding shiny miscellaneous objects.
Someone got the spoon.
And your collections, yes.
Yes.
Your collections
yes.
are also a big part of your...
But how often do you stumble upon the shiny things?
I don't know. It depends where your cliff is.
Can my cliff be wherever?
Yeah, but let's just say Big Sur for now, because that's the cliff I was picturing when I first started.
Oh, a Big Sur cliff goblin. See, that changes a lot. See, I'm glad I didn't pick yet. Are you ever going to take the bandana to Big Sur?
Probably. I will take a bandana to Big Sur.
But maybe not that one. That one could be just left behind and forgotten about.
Oh, my God.
But then it would have a really fun adventure for the rest of its existence.
This is hard.
I know.
I feel like the bandana makes a trade-off. Like, it has to go through a lot of abuse, but it gets to go on some adventures. And that cliff goblin has of the most valuable real estate in the world.
Wow, this is such a hard decision.
But it's also an incredibly volatile environment. Like, everything about Big Sur is telling people not to build fucking roads there, not to build houses there. There's fucking rock slides and fires. And, like, the whole environment's just like, please don't build here.
Which I think is perfect for a cliff goblin.
You're so right, because of all the debris, the debris. Because of all the debris.
The detritus.
Yeah, all the shrapnel.
Ooh, so much to collect. Yeah, I think a Big Sur cliff goblin is a happy cliff goblin, and I'm going to go cliff goblin final answer.
There's no correct.
No, clearly there is. Otherwise, I get slammed and shamed.
You're right. No, I think I followed your logic, and I understand. And also, yes, the cliff goblin wins.
Oh, thank God. I won one.
All right, let's see. Would you rather be in a space station cliff goblin? Flying through the air. Very complicated existence.
Are you,
but
so you're alone?
Special, you're very small.
You're very small.
But you live only in the International Space Station. So you can only come out at
and you can't see anybody.
And you have, so there's no one
so
else
you're
on
sneaking,
the
you're a stowaway.
Yeah.
You're a
Wait, you but there are people there and they don't know you're
a criminal.
Yeah, you're a criminal space stowaway. Well, I don't even care what the option is. I'm choosing that. That's fucking yeah, awesome. That's, that's a goddamn movie. Would you rather be one of the Grey Gardens, like the daughter?
Yes. Yes. Would you rather be a goblin in a cave made of licorice, or would you rather be
goblin? Is it like what's
red licorice?
Oh, okay.
Red vines, though, not just there's.
Oh my god.
Or red would vines. You rather be a cliff goblin, and you're also made of red vines? Your home is made of red vines, or you are.
So I can't eat either
no,
of them.
No, but you don't. You can eat your home.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with what's the weather like outside?
Big Sur, it's Big Sur.
Oh, that's
so
not
volatile
bad.
Environment.
Yeah, only but the temperature is pretty mild.
Yeah, no, it's cold.
How fast do I regenerate?
Once a day.
So in your home,
like overnight.
Too. Overnight, while you're asleep.
Is that and your is home that all you too. Eat?
Yes. No, it depends. If you're a cliff goblin living in a cave, you can also venture out. But it can only be at night and you have no community.
And if you're made of red vines, you can't ever
always,
draw.
Always, no community. Yep.
That's the support one part.
You just have no community. The phrasing of that is so good.
But you can't have
because I imagine that, like, in the scenario, the cliff goblin wants community.
Really bad. Aww. Your life as a cliff goblin is very solitary. 400 years.
Just craving community.
We just picked a number.
So whether I choose the red vine house or the red vine body, I don't have a community.
No, the answer is no.
I'm going to go with home made out of red vines because, like, then I don't have the inconvenience of being made of red vines.
Sounds difficult. I think I'm going to go with being made of red vines because my medical issues would probably be a lot simpler than...
That's true. You really wouldn't have many medical issues.
Like, and yes, I would attract flies, but my home was made of red vines.
Or maybe you'd have
the
a
The answer
ton.
Was wrong. Your maybe, answer was wrong.
Maybe you'd have a ton of medical issues. You don't know. You'd be like, oh, my heart melted.
Well, that's CBD. You know, like, you're going to have to find out once you're a red vine.
And then you'd go to the doctor, and the doctor would be like, I've never seen this before.
You can never see a doctor.
Oh, yeah, you can't see a doctor.
But.
Yeah, and you can't have a community.
Sorry, you can't. That's the biggest rule. No community.
Then who cares about your health?
Through is sponsored by Athletic Greens, who sent me some AG1 to try. I gave AG1 a try because my gut health could use some improvement. I take AG1 first thing in the morning before having coffee, getting some sunshine, and it makes me feel like, hey, you just did a healthy thing. Good job, Cody. And I'm going to keep doing it because I like the way I feel, and why would I change a good thing? AG1 is way more than greens. It's all your key health products like multivitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more working together as one. I can also vouch for the taste. It goes down easy. So if you want to take ownership of your health, today is a good time to start. Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/through. That's athleticgreens.com/through. Check it out. Through is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm going to be honest with you, listener, because I trust you. I'm really addicted to my phone these days. I wake up and check it first thing in the morning, and usually there's a message and someone is asking something of me, and my first waking thoughts are about how I can get them what they need. And ideally, I'd like my mornings to be about me. And I would argue that it's not selfish to want my mornings for myself, because if I keep things in balance and remember to take care of myself, everyone who needs stuff from me benefits. Therapy makes me feel not bad or selfish for taking care of myself. By therapy, I mean talking to a licensed professional. And if you're like me, therapy might be something you've been thinking about for a long time and you haven't acted on it yet. And honestly, I don't blame you because finding a therapist can be a pain. And that's BetterHelp's thing. They make that much less of a pain by being entirely online and matching you with a licensed therapist after you fill out a brief questionnaire. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/through today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/through.
All right, would you rather be just a person, mm-hmm. but it's windy everywhere you go? or like, I'm going to go with a harsh desert cliff goblin confined to like kind of just like, kind of like the Grinch lives on a mountaintop, but not with like the cool lair. Like, you just got like your one little cave and you live on a very high...
Is it windy all the time?
And it's windy all the time. And you have no community.
I mean, I guess that I would be a person and have it be windy all the time and play.
Wait, no, okay, but it's not windy. as a cliff goblin. One? No, the cliff goblin is not in a windy scenario.
It's just really
hot. And actually,
it's... Who's in the wind?
Okay, wait. Would you rather be windy? Wait, I'm going to change this. Would you rather be person windy all the time or Big Sur?
I think I want to be a person windy.
It's windy all the time.
Inside?
Like, how windy?
Yes. It's just,
how
it's
windy?
Just, like, uncomfortably.
Like sand in your eyes.
Yeah. Right. Like, if there's sand around, it will get in your eyes.
I think I would still choose to be windy all the time.
Is that over Big Sur?
Like, you go and reach for something and it just flies away. You can't even pick anything up.
That sounds really hard, actually. Just walk through. You just create chaos wherever you go.
Yeah, you would.
Big Sur. I stick with Windy. At least I have community. community in the wind. At least I have community.
Maybe. But other people might not want to be around the wind.
No, the wind.
Are there any other people?
The wind
there?
Just kind of like blows you, so it's not.
I just picture someone in a grocery store like fighting a windstorm that no one can see. Just like sand in your eyes in a grocery store. Would you rather? Everyone went like this. Let's have a moment.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna just picture like somebody in a grocery store for some reason just struggling to get down the aisle. Some reason.
Everybody's ignoring you.
Don't look at me.
Oh my god.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's funny.
I would still choose to be windy.
Windy person?
Yeah, windy person. Would you rather always feel like you're about to burp or be a Big Sur cliff goblin? And no community for cartoons.
Wait, in either scenario?
No, none. No one wants to hang out with
you're
you.
So alone. You're so alone.
You're so
alone. But can I burp?
No.
Oh my god.
But you get to live your life in
and
the
you
world.
Get to go out, yeah, in the sun.
You are a participant in the world.
Just no one wants to be around.
Because I'm always just like
constantly.
It's just a discomfort that you feel.
But I,
and then there's subsequent discomfort.
Yeah, but I probably like express it on my phone. When I get used to it?
I don't know. You'll have to find out. You'll have to choose one and find out.
I feel like Big Sur Cliff Goblin is the happiest so far.
No
community. But you want a community and you can't have one.
I don't know. Like, you'd have to deny a lot of worldly pleasures, you know?
To be a cliff goblin?
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Right. But, like, even if you have to burp, you still can, like, you know, go bowling.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that changes
can
a lot.
Can I go bowling or not?
No.
As a cliff goblin, can I go bowling or not?
Yeah. Bowling has saved my life more than once, so.
Yeah, bowling.
I always have to burp. Oh, as a Big Sur cliff goblin, do I know about meditation?
Yes.
Can I entertain myself? Like, can I, like, drum on rocks and...
If
I find a lute.
The answer is yes, of course.
Okay, okay, okay.
You can choose to. But you know the parameters.
I guess I could do that as a burping person, too.
Entertain.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
There's a lot of mystery with the Cliff Goblin option, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
In the world where I have to burp all the time, are there other people that have this condition?
Yes. But you do not hang out. But you are not allowed
I'm
to.
I'm cut off from the community. Yes. Right.
You are aware of each other.
Oh, because I was going to ask if I get to find love, but no. Because there's no community.
No.
I mean, then the choice is super isolated.
Always loveless.
Super isolated, but have to burp all the time, or super isolated and a cliff goblin.
I know, that's a bad one.
No, it's not. It's funny. Because having to burp all the time is a funny choice to have to make.
Mm, having to almost burp and you don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Big Sir Cliff Goblin. Yeah. Thank you for teaching that.
Welcome to this game. You can never forget it.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q-Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley. Mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.